And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Maxa. We're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup here right next to the San Diego Landings. Pretty busy San Diego Landings here in Point Loma. We have a couple of great guests from CCA California. We have Chris and Tony. We're going to be talking the Star Tournament, all the great stuff that CCA does, and a lot more, and of course fishing too. So you stay tuned. This is Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app, YouTube, Facebook Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
The best just got better. Shimano is proud to introduce the all-new Talica 20A and 25A reels. The Talica series is Shimano's flagship two-speed lever drag reel. It sits at the very pinnacle of the offshore world. The Shimano's Talica success is driven by its durability and spec attributes, allowing the series to differentiate from other lever drag reels within the market. The Talica is built around a cold forge machined aluminum one-piece frame. The all-new Talica 20A and 25A now boasts Infinity Drive. Infinity Drive employs two drag washers housed in the side of the reel, allowing for an ultra-smooth, powerful drag system while at the same time increasing winding power under a load as much as 40%. There's also a new lower low gear. If your utmost concern is performance without compromise, Talica 20A and 25A are the reels for you. Available now at your local Shimano dealer.
It's Sellathon, and it's back at your San Diego County Ford dealers this Memorial Day for 5 days only. Get limited time deals on top of employee pricing. That's right, on top of employee pricing, featuring Ford's award-winning lineup of trucks and SUVs. Plus, your San Diego County Ford dealers are honoring all military, veterans, and first responders with offers. Going on now. It's your chance to save, whether it's gas, hybrid, or all electric. Visit your local dealership to find the perfect vehicle for you during Ford's Memorial Day Sellathon. It's only for a limited time. Exclusions apply. Visit your local San Diego County Ford dealer today.
Do you know why a million customers visited Summit Gasoline last year at the San Diego Sports Arena? Because they give you the lowest price on fuel, great service, and easy access, even for trucks and trailers at their 24 pumps. Summit is known for the best price on ice, too. Almost half the cost of any other vendor. 25 pounds for just $3.99. Martha and her crew love fishermen, and they'll prove it by giving you 100 pounds free with a 35-gallon fill-up. Summit offers over 40 snacks and drinks to choose from for only 89 cents, and even a line of hand creams and lip balms for 89 cents, too. Summit now proudly offers locally made burritos and sandwiches, made fresh daily and ready to go wherever the current takes you. Summit just upgraded their car wash, and for a limited time, get a deluxe car wash for only $6. Grab the wife's car, grab a cheap sandwich, and make up for the day on the water. Summit Gasoline. Lowest prices, friendliest staff, easy access, and free ice. What more can you ask for?
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. What a fun show today is going to be. Having the crew from CCA in here with Chris and Tony. And lots going on right now with the start of the season kicking off, Memorial Day weekend, some fish biting, tournaments coming. It's going to be a great show.
After Aaron's report yesterday on that volume, more volume than last year.
Yeah, it was cool.
And a big spread of it. It's coming.
The other thing that I loved hearing from him is just the talk of like how much 40 to 80 pound fish is in our world. And that it was just stayed untouched. You know, that's just a size that doesn't work out for them dollar wise, so they just don't touch it. And he said there was a whole lot more of that than there was big fish, and there's a whole lot of big fish. So
yeah,
life is good right now.
Yeah, it's very good. And you know, the Coronado Islands is straightening out too. I was there on Thursday with former director Wayne Cotto, CCA, and beautiful water in the middle grounds. A little pocket of water where there was some yellow in there, not a ton. But I guess it was a ton on Monday, and they saw big spread, and you know, there were a few caught on Thursday. We saw a few caught, but it was 65, 66, and purple blue. So that little stretch of water. So it's almost time. It's about ready, or it's going to happen. So
But we're ready for it.
It seems like the word from the islands has been it's very much worthy of you going. Mm-hmm. You know, it doesn't mean it's wide open and you're going to catch a ton, but if you're there and you're actively fishing, there's going to be little shots that happen all throughout the day in terms of catching yellowtail. And then, like you said, you know, mid-60-degree clean water and some good current. There's always bass fishing to be had there, and there's always good ground fishing to be had there. So, yeah, it's time, man. It's Memorial Day weekend. It's time. Yeah. Go fishing.
Yeah, let's go fishing. So what's been going on with CCA, Chris and Tony?
Oh, what hasn't been going on?
Yeah, you guys have been busy.
Yeah. Thank you so much for having us, by the way. It's good to be back. Yeah, we have a whole bunch going on. Most recently, our 2025 Star Tournament just kicked off yesterday at midnight, which we've seen a whole bunch of great reactions on social media. We've seen a whole bunch of submissions as well. I think more this opening weekend than last year, which is great. But a whole lot of participation. I can't thank all the anglers who are registered out there enough. And if you haven't registered already, there is still plenty of time, because we've told this story many, many times over the last 6 months, where the guy who won our grand prize, our 18-foot Parker from West Coast Marine and our 150 Yamaha motor, won the boat on two entries.
That's so rad.
That's
I love
it.
That story.
Two entries.
That's cool. That's
and
so
what
cool.
were the most entries, Tony?
Saltwater bass.
Mm-hmm.
Saltwater bass.
That category had the most number of submissions. Before the tournament started last year, we thought, oh, for sure, it's going to be bluefin, it's going to be kelpie yellowtail, it's going to be a no-brainer.
And of saltwater bass, I thought you guys did such a good job, like, category-wise. Like, it's a very achievable number, but it's also not a no doubter every time every person goes, no big deal. Like, I thought it was such a good, I thought like the, you know, the category that it took to get a qualifier was perfect.
Yeah. I mean, we wanted to make it, you know, relatively challenging, but not terribly hard to where no one was going to participate. So it was good news. And we've also brought in a bunch of other divisions as well, this year that we've made adjustments to, and, you know, guys are responding. It's pretty cool.
The biggest one that we loved, you know, obviously being San Diego folk, was the opportunity to be able to fish in Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
That just opened the door to a lot of people down this way. I thought that was a great call on your guys' part.
I will say Pete was probably the biggest advocate on that one.
Yeah. Wait a minute. You're missing the whole – which you're missing a lot of the San Diego guys, all the guys that are mm-hmm. fishing Coronado Islands down the coast and outside. It's like – and also – you know, it keeps people honest, too,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah. I mean, just to open up boundaries this year alone, we're expecting a whole lot of more participation, not only in submissions, but also just entries in general, to where we have basically all these boats right out here. They're all eligible now. They're all in the game, which is great. And, we're really, really stoked about it.
The other thing that makes it so successful is you guys did a really good job of not making it difficult to participate. It's easy to sign up. It's easy to submit your entries. It's easy. It's everything. You know, like, you did a really good job.
Oh, thank you. I mean, a lot of the groundwork, I think I mentioned this last year, where the Star Tournament in general was about a 2.5-year project on our end. And, you know, a lot of credit goes to our state board, a lot of credit goes to our executive committee, along with the Star Tournament committee that, you know, a lot of people put in a lot of time, a lot of effort, a lot of hours, and, you know, I'll give credit where credit's due. Our first committee chair, Chris Wheaton, laid the groundwork and set us up for success quite a bit, and our new committee chair, Davey Brown from Okuma, has done a great job too this year.
Awesome.
So we've had some two stellar committee chairs.
You guys have a good team.
Yeah, yeah. For sure.
It takes a team.
Yeah, I'm sure.
So tell us about the Star Tournament, Tony.
Oh, man. How much time we got here?
Yeah. Yeah. Tell us, how does one get into it, first of all, and participate?
Yeah. So, like Chris had said, there's a lot of work going on behind the scenes, and we try to make it as seamless as possible. When you go through the app, you're able to, if you're not a CCA member already, you're able to become a CCA member, join into the Star Tournament, and you're in. So there's a lot of work that took place behind the scenes to make that possible. Yeah. You can also do it through our website, but now Star Tournament's getting going here. Go through the app, get yourself situated. If you have a CCA account with us, use the same email that you use onto the Fishing Chaos app to get you signed in and registered.
Okay. Yeah, and a lot of the good folks over at CCA National, we were just talking about it before we kicked it on here, where both of our phones have been ringing off the hook with people just either trying to register last minute or having just a little technical issues. Our good friends at CCA National have been on the phone with our people as well. So it's been a great, great start. And, you know, we're, like I said, we're really looking forward to it. And then also, before I lose focus here, if we say something or if we miss something, all of the details of this tournament can be found at on our website, ccacalifornia.org/star. And because there's a lot going on, obviously, there's a lot going on. We have so many different opportunities and ways to win cool prizes, whether it's every week, whether it's through a social media incentive, whether it's through our brand new shorts division, which is, you know, great news for not only us, but also, you know, the future of sand bass as well, which is a new added twist that we added this year.
So describe that.
Yeah, what's the twist?
Yeah, so with our new shorts division, where, you know, with our...
Shorts division, yeah.
So you guys recall the Fish and Game Commission deal with the sand bass going on the last couple months. Well, we're putting, basically, we're putting our effort where our mouth is to where we want to collect all of the pictures, all of the data of the short fish called recruitment. And we're getting all that info from our anglers that want to contribute to citizen science, and they're doing it themselves.
Because that was one of the big talking points from the opposition of wanting sand bass to be restricted, that there was a lack of short-size fish.
Yeah, and that's been a general theme going on at the federal level, at the state level, to where, you know, there's a lot of data that needs to be collected, but there's hardly any funding for it. So anglers are stepping up in a big way through our STAR tournament, along with our good friends over at SAC that are doing their part as well. We're all working together to really put together some really good, unique data that really is kind of missed in general.
So a calico bass needs to be 18 inches mm-hmm. to make a mark, but there's a special division for taking a picture of all your short sand bass, or,
yep.
or every sand bass you catch.
Exactly.
Qualifier or sub-size.
Exactly. That's cool. Yeah, so every sand bass that you, if you're entered in the STAR tournament, every sand bass that you catch will be eligible for a prize.
That's cool.
Wow. The shorts division, though, does not qualify you for
not
the
get a new
bow.
Parker.
You're not
going
to get
a new Parker for a 12-inch sand bass.
Just wanted to make that clear.
Yeah.
Anything over 18 for the sand bass.
But there's nothing that you guys do that's not cool. Meaning like whatever prize it's going to be, there'll be something worthy of your time, and you're also going to get to be participating and in collecting good science for us, but you're not going to win a Parker from a 14-inch sand bass.
Sadly, no.
All right.
Sadly,
not
no.
this year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So tournament is on right now, right?
Mm-hmm. It started Saturday at midnight. We've seen quite a few entries this.
Friday night, 12:01 Saturday.
Yeah.
We have shorts in there, got sand bass going.
Okay.
We have a number of submissions.
Our new added species, lingcod, had a couple submissions already.
Wow.
A halibut was in there, I believe, and a sea bass, too, I think.
Okay.
So,
nice.
Yeah, the anglers are getting after it. I like it.
That's a good thing.
Yeah.
So what other things are you dealing with CCA right now?
Oh, like Tony said, how much time do we have? you know, we just came off of the huge battle with sand bass, which is, you know, that was a good outcome for us. We have a 3-year sunset on that to where we're going to have a four fish limit for sand bass. But the good news is it's a 3-year sunset. So we have to deal with that for 3 years. But in the meantime, we've along with SAC and other groups, ASA, committed to collecting that important data that we just talked about. So that's been going on. Our next focus has been a primary focus, but our next battle would be probably the MPA petitions coming up in July and November at the Fish and Game Commission and at the MRC. You know, if we're not doing that, we're doing 30 by 30. We just had a 30 by 30 meeting on Friday with a few updates there. But, you know, really, it's a never-ending battle, to be honest.
Totally.
Especially in California. But if we're not doing that, then we've got plenty of great events going on. Usually this time of the year in the summertime, we take that time to not only get our chapter presidents together, but also, you know, we plan out the year about in June to August or so. That's pretty much our downtime mm-hmm. throughout the year, because back in August, we kick back up fundraising again with special events and all that.
That's
so
great.
Yeah, a whole lot going on.
Yeah, a lot. And what does that leave you time to go fishing, Tony?
If Chris lets me.
So what's it like following up Wayne Cotto, the Energizer Bunny himself?
Yeah, right. You know, I didn't realize he had such big shoes just looking at his stature, but You know, it's been great.
Hey, watch it on short people.
Yeah,
it's okay. I'm one of those. I'm one of those. You know, it's been great. We have a huge support team. We have great volunteers. We have great leadership at our state board level, at our executive committee level as well. When you have two great leaders in Bill Shedd and Doug Lasko, I mean, you can't
amazing
really go wrong.
Guys.
Yeah, amazing.
Totally.
They've done so much for not only the industry, but just for fishing in general.
And we should mention, you know, Bill Shedd has been leading the charge for a long time. He's kind of taken a little bit of a backseat, but not really. He's still working hard.
Yeah.
And Doug Lasko has just done a fantastic job of kind of taking the reins, right?
Yeah. I mean, I've gotten to know Doug for the last couple of years now, working super close, and he jokes, which is pretty real, where he talks to me more than his wife. but, you know, we've developed a great relationship, a great working relationship, and, you know, we're constantly on the phone with each other and making sure that our priorities and our goals are well aligned. And, you know, I think it's great. And like I said, when you have a great support system going into this job, it just makes it that much easier because it already is a unique, I'll call it a unique job in itself.
Yeah, oh, for sure. Very unique job, definitely. Yeah. So what's next? I mean, we've got the Star Tournament kicked off. So what's next, Tony, in the world of Tony and Chris and their hard work that they put towards CCA?
Well, like Chris had said, we pressed pause. You know, obviously show season's over. We had a handful of fundraisers and a couple events that that recently just passed. So unfortunately, our summertime, we don't really get a break, really. A lot of it is logistical planning on the back end through STAR, making sure all that goes seamless. The summer planning for next year, like Chris had mentioned, and then we'll kick off more fundraising events starting in August, September, somewhere around.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, we just had the Anthony Shea dinner a couple of weeks ago, which I know both of you were at. I'm guessing you guys had a good time. I know I did.
Great. It was
what
great.
A fun event that was.
Yeah, that was.
What an honor for Dave. And great to see Anthony come out too, and all the people that came out. Amazing.
That was our most successful fundraiser ever in CCA California history.
Raised a lot of money.
Some
very generous participants.
Absolutely. I mean, when you follow that up with a great Apps and Taps deal where we honored Pete, I mean, it was
a special night for sure.
It was a great 1-2 punch for sure.
And did that raise some money?
We did. Our San Diego chapter. Yeah, our San Diego chapter led by David Chavez. They did a great job. I mean, Tony could probably speak better than I can, but really, those guys put in some time in that.
Mm-hmm. It's more than blood, sweat, and tears. I mean, they put so much of their heart and soul into that event, and especially mm-hmm. with someone like you, Pete, that they absolutely adore and wanted to honor. They wanted to make it a really special event.
And
it
was. It truly was. Yeah, it was really special. And so much better organized this year, too. I mean, that was the second year in that venue, mm-hmm. and they had it so much more
seamless
together. The food was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
All the different beers and all the different and the people, too.
Mm-hmm.
Great people. And the prizes. Really
you guys
prizes.
Did a,
yeah.
You guys did a great job.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
A lot of work.
Oh,
so yes.
Never ending.
Okay. And so who's next?
That.
What's the next event?
Next event, I believe, is going to be our Santa Barbara chapter. They're going to have a golf tournament, hopefully, in August. September,
yeah.
If I'm not mistaken. But we also have a STAR. We haven't really touched on it yet, but for STAR this year, a new added twist that we added was we're actually going to have an awards party.
We're going to throw
gonna
have
a party.
Yeah, right on.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
We'll be announcing the winners there
mm-hmm.
live.
That's awesome. How
yep.
fun.
So that's going to be September 13th at our Bass Pro Shop in Irvine, which is great. And it's going to be a lot of fun. Hopefully, it's going to be completely free to come. So we're going to hopefully get a lot of people there, hopefully get our winners there. We'll see. But, it'll be a lot of fun. And, you know, that, again, takes a lot of planning, a lot of time, a lot of effort. But never ends, and we've been used to it for many, many years now.
Yeah. Well, as you hear, we have a great show lined up for today. A lot to talk about. You have questions about CCA, what they're doing for us as anglers for our future of fishing. fill us in.
Yeah, no doubt about that. And also just two great fishermen, both with Chris Antoni in here, too. Today's just going to be a great day talking fishing, talking fun, and most importantly, talking about all the great things that are happening with CCA. If you want to join us this morning, man, we want to hear from you. Give us a call at 833-288-0973. One more time to reach us on the phones, 833-288-0973, or send us a text. Already a bunch of great texts starting to roll through. And if you want to text the show, it's only available through the Let's Talk Hookup app. It's a free download, easy to get. You can catch all the archive shows. If you missed that great show yesterday with Captain Aaron Barnhill and you want to check in on the archives or any of those great past shows, you can do all of that through the Let's Talk Hookup app. And it's the only way that you can text in your questions to Chris and Tony today. When you do, make sure you include your contact info along with your question. All we need is a name and a phone number, and that's just in case you win the killer prize at the end of the show today. And what a great prize it is, and what great timing. One lucky caller or texter at the end of today's show is going to get to go on a full-day trip on board the Mission Bell with Captain Cameron at a Point Loma Sport Fishing.
Yeah.
And like you say, what great time seeing those guys. Conditions straightened out, good fish, and the yellowtail that they are catching are really,
really
nice, great.
Nice.
Man, it's just awesome. Big mid-20 pounders and some even bigger than that. It's just awesome and really excited to see Cameron having such a great job getting that run going with that new acquisition of the Mission Bell for their family, and they're doing a great job. And one lucky caller or texter is going to get to join them on a free trip. Again, if you want to get through, it's 833-288-0973. And when we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls, reading those texts. Lots are coming up. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California Sport Fishing Voice on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook and YouTube Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
Hi, this is Captain Ray Lopez, owner-operator of the American Angler. I spent more than half my life aboard the American Angler along with my partners Brian and Lori, developing a team that's as good as it gets. I've been fortunate to spend time in the ocean with so many fine people that I look forward to fishing with. We can't thank you enough for being part of the American Angler family, and if you haven't joined us, we'd love the opportunity to meet you. Text or call Lori at 619-223-5414. Or check AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com.
Hey, this is Rosie with Cedros Sport Fishing. We have always been the leader with all-inclusive fishing trips to Cedros Island. We now have two lodges to choose from and both sit on the cliff's edge with relaxing ocean views and gorgeous morning sunrises. With direct flights departing to the CBX in San Diego, we are committed to providing first-class service to our guests and an unforgettable fishing experience. Come check out the yellowtail and calico bass capital in the world. Nobody does it better than Cedros Sport Fishing. Call me at 619-772-7570 or check us out at CedrosSportFishing.com. Book soon. Trips are going fast.
Inside information is everything when it comes to catching fish in Southern California. You need a code group to connect with what's happening on the water. FishDope.com is your code group. Inside information available at your fingertips 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane, along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. They become your code group. You get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Quintin, 365 days a year. FishDope.com has online planning tools, temperature and chlorophyll charts, hot bite icons, and more. Take it from me, if you don't have FishDope.com, you're not part of the in-the-know crowd. Membership is affordable and good for an entire year. Plus, use the special code and save $30 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
For your next fishing adventure, check Point Loma Sport Fishing. They offer half-day and full-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit PointLomaSportFishing.com where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available, or call 619-223-1627. Want to go fishing? Point Loma Sport Fishing has you covered.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Boy, great morning this morning talking fishing. I was getting the lowdown on the trip to Chris and Tony. You can tell that the right people are in their job, because we were kind of going over all of the fishing trips planned up, and a very full season for both these guys. Like, you got to have fishermen in the sea, the people that are looking out for fishermen, and that's sure the case with Chris and Tony.
Yeah. Those of you watching us on YouTube and Facebook having issues this morning. What else is new? The sound is a little off because of our inputs here, and we're working on it.
Same
actively working.
So the best thing that popped its head up when you were in Montana.
Right, exactly. So So the best way to do it is if you're not listening to us on 97.3 The Fan, watch us on Facebook and YouTube Live, and then listen on the app.
That's the move.
And the app is working fine.
Yep.
So
it's
all still good. Having a good time, though.
Yeah, absolutely. Up. So it's all good. But you can still hear us on YouTube and Facebook Live. It's just not as clean as we like it. So we're working on getting it fixed.
There you go.
All right.
Well, in the meantime, we've been having a great time this morning already. But if you want to join us, it's 833-288-0973. And like we said just before the break, man, somebody's going fishing on a full day on board the Mission Bell. How cool is that?
Yeah, absolutely. And let's go ahead and jump into the phone.
You got it, man. We're going to start this morning with Sean. He's calling us from Lomita. Sean, thanks for getting us started here on the phones on Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. Just want to say thanks to Chris, Tony, Pete, Rick, everybody involved in CCA, not just you guys, which I give it directly to you, but everyone who's doing the golf tournaments, donating to the cause, just everyone. You know, we're all in this together, I'd like to say, to start out with.
Yeah, thank you so much, Sean. I appreciate that.
Yeah, I see what you do, and there's not a lot of people that are always on your side with things like this. So I really appreciate that. Hey, my question is about the raising of sea bass. We've been doing this for almost 30 years or so. How has that impacted our negotiating tools to show that we are out there really to preserve our the mass of fish that we have out there, that we really care? And has that been like a feather in our cap and a negotiating tool for CCA?
Yeah, as far as a negotiating tool, I mean, it's an excellent one, to say the least. But, you know, that's one of our pillars. Our three pillars are advocacy, habitat, and hatchery. And we wouldn't have that hatchery piece without the good folks at the Hub SeaWorld Research Institute doing their work with the ORHAB program. And, you know, as we've seen, you know, we've caught a lot of sea bass over the last couple of years. The sea bass bite has been epic, to say the least, especially this year, actually. But really, you know, that program, that success of the program, it really depends on anglers like you guys listening here. If you turn in your white sea bass heads, you know, we actually just talked to the Hubs people not too long ago, and they already seen quite a bit of a good return on hatchery fish coming back with tags, which is good. I think it was like 3%, which is epic. It's a good number. But you're absolutely right, Sean. Really, that's one of our pillars. We need to keep doing this, and you know we will continue to do this, and hopefully expand that program in the future.
That's awesome. Well said, for sure. Well, with that said, we got a couple of great texts coming through. We're going to go to the text right now. First one says, "Morning, guys. When an entry is submitted through the app for the Star Tournament, is there any sort of confirmation or way to make sure that our entry was received? Really looking forward to this year's tournament." That was from Matt.
Yeah, so we have so it's not just Chris and I monitoring these submissions. We have a full team that is dedicated to monitoring all these submissions. So they'll go through, they'll double check everything, make sure all the parameters are kind of checked off there, and they will kind of verify that your submission is is legit. So give it a little bit. I can't give
it's
you
not
a time
necessarily
time, but
immediate, but you will receive confirmation at some point saying that it's all good.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, and that's to say also, you know, I think a lot of people know this. Hopefully they do. We actually have a third-party judge doing all the judge, and she's a great individual, but she's only one person.
Oh, yeah.
We have a lot of submissions. So, yeah, keep that in mind and also just be a little patient. But ultimately, as long as your fish fits the parameters of the tournament, it's going to get accepted.
And does be patient mean it's 10 minutes, it's a couple hours, it's the next day, it's a week? I mean, all of those plenty acceptable, but just for the sake of answering his question, how long would it typically take until you know that it was received and all
it,
good?
It varies. I would say probably at the minimum, maybe a couple days.
Yeah.
Maybe a week or so, but I mean, like I said, she's a rock star.
Yeah.
And if there are any issues with the submission itself, she will message that person or whoever and just let them know, hey, you know, need a new picture, it
totally
was fuzzy, whatever the case may be. So they're very clear on communicating with you.
And I think, you know, with that, be smart on your own end, too. Like, take more than one picture. If you know, mm-hmm. We all have a phone these days. There's no more, like, waiting to see it develop. Like, if it looks suspect, take, you know, it's not going to hurt you to take 10 pictures of that thing just so you've got plenty of backup just in case something funky happens.
Document everything.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. How do you – okay, obviously, whenever there's a tournament, people find ways around the rules.
Of course.
Right? How do you keep people honest?
Well, thankfully, because of technology, every picture that you take with your phone is obviously timestamped. One thing that you need to do and make sure your phone settings are set to this is you have to have your location settings on. Once you have your location settings on, we can actually determine where that picture was taken. So that's a big tool for us. And when you extend the boundaries past, you know, the border mm-hmm. and into Cabo, I don't foresee any problems. But you know, really, it's technology that we really rely on to make sure no one's cheating. And then also having that third party judge where she's making the call, contrary to what some people believe that. It's not me. It's not Tony. You can't buy me. But it's her call. It's with me.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
All right. Very good. You have another good text,
sure,
huh?
Sure. Yeah. It says, "Hey all, I'm very excited to participate again in this year's Star Tournament. Also, happy that the tournament is expanding. What I don't fully understand is the short sand bass and the Mylar divisions. Hoping Chris and Tony could share a little bit of light on these. Thanks in advance. That's from Mike in San Juan Capistrano."
Yeah, so that's something we haven't touched on yet. So I'll go for the first one, the Mylar division. We teamed up with our friends over at RV Pilar and Fish Lab. And, you know, as anglers, when we're out on the water, how many Mylar balloons do you think you see when you're out there?
Too many.
That's a problem. So we joined forces with them to take on this initiative. And, you know, as fishermen being conservationists ourselves, we want to take care of the ocean. The ocean provides a lot for us. So when you're out there, if you're entered into the Star Tournament, you see a Mylar balloon, you're able to stop on it, pick it up, take it out of the ocean, take a picture of it with the device. That's its own division. You're going to get entered to win some pretty cool stuff from Fish Lab. So thanks to Fish Lab for joining us on that.
That's cool. Yeah, and how about short sand bass?
Yeah, also one more thing on the Mylar deal. Our friends at RV Pilar, they actually have a survey that you can actually take regarding that interaction too, which helps us out in a whole nother front in terms of the battle against Mylar balloons. So that's important to do.
What a fun one too. I mean, that's just a good, like you say, that's good all the way around. Good taking that out, and you're right. I mean, boy, you could rack up a lot if you went for a day of cruising. You'd find yourself plenty of balloons floating out there.
It's the right thing to do.
Yeah, it's cool.
Yeah. Regarding the shorts division, you know, ultimately with that one, I think we'll be more clear coming out in the next couple of weeks. But on that one in particular, like we said before, anything 18 inches and above qualifies for the grand prizes, and the only limit on that is 2 entries per category per day. If your sand bass is shorter than 18 inches than the qualifying length, you can take as many photos and submit as many fish in that division as you'd like, as you come across. Each entry, it's going to work the same way as the grand prizes. Each entry is an entry into, I believe it's 7 prizes for that division in itself.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
That was a great move on your guys' part. I love that.
Doing our part.
Fisherman-led science.
Yeah, that's great.
What it is.
That's pretty cool.
Being part of the solution.
What a crazy idea that is. Well, let's jump on the phone. You got it, man. Well, they are packed up again. If you want to get your shot, it's at 833-288-0973. Let's talk to Jim calling us from National City this morning. Hi, Jim. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, Pete, Rick. Chris, I met a few years back, but what I wanted to speak about today was I think I became aware of the importance of the CCA when I realized we're in a constant battle fight with these environmentalists to try to save our sport, you know, fishing. But I was able to go to the event honoring Pete Gray the other night.
It's nice.
What
to
a great event that was.
Yeah, it was fun.
And Rick, I just wanted to say the speech you gave up there talking about your partner, Pete Gray, that was very moving, Rick.
That's
you
nice.
Should
yes,
be very
was.
Proud of yourself. And basically that's why I wanted to say the importance of CCA. I'm glad I'm a member, and what a great event the other night, and be proud of yourself, Rick. You did a great job.
That's nice of you to say. And I share the same sentiment on the CCA thing. Like, I mean, this is what I do for a living and in my life, and we talk about and we promote all the things at CCA, and still on a weekly basis, it just blows me away at how involved you guys are and how much stuff just happens that, you know, we as the angling public at large are just not aware of, and how, honestly, how grim things would be if it weren't for CCA and you guys having our back and speaking up and having everybody's voice. And so I'm with Jim. Like, even being as involved as I am, so much happens with these guys, and it's just, you know, us all giving a few bucks at these fundraisers are what keeps this fight happening. So, you know, my hat's off and a big thanks to both of you guys sitting right here.
No question about it. And why is it – so that brings up the questions. Why is it important for guys like Jim and just the guys, unlike all of us who have a vested interest in keeping fishing alive, because this is how we make our living, why is it important for all those great volunteers that work so hard at the chapters and stuff like that? Why is it important for everybody to be a member of CCA?
Yeah, I mean, I think I go back to the same thing that I always think about, where I have a 2-year-old son. I want him to fish 10 years from now, 20 years from now, long after I'm gone. I want him to do that. I want his children to do that, and so on and so forth. We really do it for the next generation behind us, and that's really, really important to both myself and Tony, and so that's really important. I will say that, you know, CCA, we don't do it alone. We do it because of those members. We do it because of those volunteers, because of you guys as well, and we all have our own part, where we work together with great folks at SAC, Ken Frankie and his team. We work with ASA, and we all have our own piece of the puzzle that we essentially navigate through. And on each topic, we just go from topic to topic or issue to issue, working together hand in hand. So that's really, really important. And when you have partners like those guys, you can't fail.
For sure.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
well said.
That is very well said, and good stuff for sure. I have a great text here from Matthew calling us from Santa Barbara. And Santa Barbara has a great chapter, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Thriving chapter.
Yeah, and going to be when's the golf tournament up there?
I believe it's in early August right now. That's on the calendar.
End of August. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And is it open to everybody who wants to participate?
Absolutely. Yeah. All of our events are open to everyone.
Is it a friendly format if you're not a golfer?
All of our golf tournaments are definitely friendly just because we're all a bunch of fishermen, right?
Yeah.
That's what we do. So it's I will say you guys should come out to any of our golf tournaments. It's quite entertaining.
That's cool.
To say the least. Fishermen that golf, not golfers that fish.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah. Fun. So he says, good morning, Matthew. Kudo, a life member for Santa Barbara, board member. I'm having trouble getting an account in the Fishing Chaos app, working with to load pictures on any of my catch on Tuesday. Can I get help from Chris and Tony? And thank you for all you do.
Yeah, absolutely. Matt, it's good to hear from you again. I got to see him at the Ventura show a couple weeks ago. You have my email. Feel free to give me an email, or always, like Tony mentioned before, that chat feature on the Fishing Chaos app is really, really helpful, because it's not just us. It's a whole bunch of people working a whole bunch of different sides, from the tech side to the judging side to just the admin side to, heck, the membership side too at CCA National. So always reach out. You know, we'd love to help, and you know, we'll get that resolved.
What are some of the issues people are having with this Fishing Chaos app? Why? I mean, I obviously I would have issues because I have this always around me. I can't figure out how to work it, but eventually we will. What are some of the issues that people that may not be as tech savvy as most are having with?
I mean, it could be very basic as to how to submit a fish. I know one of our most popular questions that we get right before the tournament starts is, on the app, the submit fish button does not appear until the tournament turns on. So everyone's wondering,
yeah,
well, how do I submit?
At home, but
exactly. And I commend them for that. So that's a really popular one. Also just simple glitches in, you know, CCA National has put a lot of time and energy and also money as well into our start tournament, because we were the first tournament ever to use a mobile app in the whole CCA National network. And so they put in a lot of time on the development side, on the API side. And again, there were teams of people working hard to make this happen. And we want to basically make sure everything's firing in all cylinders.
And it could be as simple as there's one letter off in the email.
Yeah.
Address that you provided for CCA. So again, shoot us a message. We can get that troubleshooted for you within minutes.
Easy.
So
yeah.
The best thing to do would be to download the Fishing Chaos app,
mm-hmm.
and then test it.
Yeah.
Right? Put in a submission.
Now that the tournament's live and well, yeah, you can do that for sure.
Just put in a fake submission, like a test submission. Can you do that?
Yeah, I mean, it'll get denied, but it's okay.
Yeah, but at least you'll know you're
exactly.
You have the right email address, you have everything.
Literally, at the start of this conversation, this phone call, I downloaded the app. I'm through. I'm an account created. Like, it's just not tough. It's not something anybody needs to worry about. I know what you're saying. Everybody
it's
has
easy.
A little issue. Yeah, it's super easy.
I even
very,
did it last
very,
year.
Very
last
easy
year when I was eligible, Joe Hendrick. They made state board members not eligible.
Okay, well, good. There's some opportunity for the rest of us then.
Yeah.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. We're going to be checking in with Catch Reports, find out what's fighting up and down the beach, more of your phone calls, more great info. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook and YouTube Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
Have you been looking for a live bait hook that keeps live bait alive? Look no further than Japan's leading fish hook, Gamakatsu. It's the little things that make the difference, and Gamakatsu hooks drive the point home with an absolute perfect bend and ideal barbs. Your bait swims harder and longer, and when you get bit, Gamakatsu hooks bite back with a vengeance. All hooks are not the same. Go with Gamakatsu for infinite success. Gamakatsu, simply the best. Check Gamakatsu.com.
Season long-range fishermen know that the Red Rooster 3 is the finest fishing vessels in terms of technology, design, speed, comfort, and safety. This 105-foot sport fishing yacht meets every demand for comfort while delivering an unforgettable fishing vacation. Captain Andy Cate and crew are experienced, friendly, and sincere in their desire to help you have the trip of a lifetime. Book a trip on the Red Rooster 3 and you'll be back. Trips go fast. So check RedRooster3.com or call Lee Palm Sport Fisheries at 619-224-3857. A top fleet and superb fishing is what Seaboard Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaboard Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Dos, Pride, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaport, Sea-Watch, and San Diego offer the finest half and full-day trips available. Seaport Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open parties, schedule check seaportlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
You know, whether you're going fishing, diving, or just having fun on the water, there's nothing more worth doing than messing around in boats. So let me ask you, are you ready to upgrade your ride? Boat and Motor Mart of Oakland is your exclusive Western U.S. dealer for Steiger Craft. Created for inshore and offshore waters and laid out with the serious fisherman in mind, Steiger Craft has built a solid reputation for performance and excellent rough water handling. If adventure on the water is what you live for, now's the time to invest in your passion. Call Boat and Motor Mart of Oakland at 510-437-1444. To look at the whole fleet of Steiger Craft online, go to steigercraft.com. Now's the time for a rugged, reliable, and fast Steiger Craft from Boat and Motor Mart of Oakland.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning. Talking fun with the crew from CCA. Some great fishing going on. We're about to get the lowdown on all of that. Just very good times here this morning. If you want to participate in the show, man, we want to hear from you. Again, give us a call at 833-288-0973. Phone lines are totally packed up right now, but there's going to be plenty of opportunities for you to get in here. Again, 833-288-0973. As promised, it's time to find out what's biting out there. It is time for the Catch Report, sponsored by Terrafin. Sea surface temperature charts focus your offshore fishing in the most productive areas by using Terrafin. Sea surface temperature, chlorophyll, currents, and more. With Terrafin Mobile, you can access your water charts on your phone or any mobile device. Check Terrafin.com for more information. Let's head on up to Dana War Sport Fishing. We got the man, Captain Brian Woolley, is on the line. What's up, Woolley?
Hey, good morning, guys. Good morning, Tony. Good morning, Chris. Good stuff.
Morning, Brian.
This morning. How are you guys?
Yeah, great. Having fun.
Good. Good, good. Hey, awesome week for us here. You know, we knew it was going to happen soon enough. Just you couple that sunshine with some good water temp and some good water movement, and things kind of start to pop off. Along the coast here, the half-day bass fishing got really good in the middle of the week with that sunshine. 68-degree water is what we fished a couple days. Like, just perfect water for that bass. Good action in a lot of areas, both above our harbor and below. So bass we caught this week on artificial lures, rubber lures, hard jerk baits, my favorite. We caught plenty on the surface iron this week, so that stuff was up. a calico bass has shown some sign of spawning already too, which is really cool to see. I mean, that's early. So a lot of good action there. Some halibut as well on the half day trips. We've been, you know, a few fish here and there on just about every trip. It seems like the halibut's been in play too. So flatline anchovies for sure though, I'm going to tell you is the best bet for the bass that we're catching right now on those half day trips. A little further down the beach, three quarter day, we did get into some of that zone down there off Camp Pendleton into the kelp. Barn kelp, yellowtail kelp. Let me tell you, that kelp came back with a vengeance during the winter. That stuff grew real nice in a lot of areas that we haven't seen kelp. So some good bass fishing down there as well. We kind of split our days, fishing rockfish for a little bit of the morning, and then sliding in and fishing bass. So same deal on the bass on the inside there. Good clean water, good current, and it's all kind of boded well for that. And then a little bit out deeper on the 14, that rock cod fishing out there continued to be phenomenal this week. All you want. On the days, the conditions were great, middle of the week again, like hardly a breath of wind, not much current, allowed us to really kind of keep the boat stationary over some of those 100 fathom spots. Guys on the jigs did exceptionally well again, so just a good solid portion of the week. And then over at Kalani, the Fury, you know, we talked about that yellowtail the last couple weeks. That stuff finally let its guard down. They had a shot at some real nice yellows yesterday, 20 to 25 pound fish. So that's in play as well for Marcus over there. Great bass fishing, bonito action, rockfish. So just solid, solid spring fishing across the board there. And then finally, starting in June, we're kicking off our 3 month bass derby, which benefits CCA. We've done it the last few years and it's been a great opportunity for us to raise some funds. So it's a catch and release tournament. Any fish, you know, that you catch in our tournament, you can still take a picture and turn it in for here. You know, your CCA tournament as well for the star tournament, right?
Double
so tip. It's $5 when you buy in the morning, similar to our halibut derby, right? You pay your $5, you're in the tournament, catch and release. We keep track of that on the boat. And then, our sponsors, Turner's, Costa, Corey's donating a bunch of MC stuff to the winners, ProMarp, S-Pro, like the list goes on and on and on. So super solid lineup there for our sponsor, all that money that's generated. We'll go back to CCA. So it's a super cool deal, and it's a great way for Dana Wharf to give back. So you guys want to hop on a trip this week, make a reservation. Our number here, 949-496-5794. Of course, you can hit us on the web, too, at danawharf.com.
Awesome job, Willie. And, man, just need to say again, what a great participant the Dana Wharf family has always been on all the anglers' behalf, and specifically with CCA. It's just, you know, everybody starts from the top and comes down. You guys always do such a great job in participation, and you're always there for all the things on all of our behalf, and we sure appreciate you guys.
Absolutely.
I'll pass it on.
All right.
Great week.
Glad to hear there was such good fishing going on at Dana, and we'll look forward to talking to you next week.
Sounds like a plan. All right. See you guys.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate that very much. Well, now we're going to go to a bonus report. We kind of missed slide Marcos onto the air yesterday. We didn't see his call, so we're really excited to have Marcos from C4 Sport Fishing give us a little bonus to Sunday's report. Good morning, Marcos.
Good morning. How's everyone's weekend going?
We're doing great. Good morning. Anxious to hear from you.
Yeah, I got out of bed just to do this report on a Sunday. You know, it's just a little bonus there, like you said. But you got a good glimpse of it there with the last report. There's been some great fishing all around. We've had some great weather. Those half-day trips, really good calico bass fishing on the PM and the twilight there. I mean, that twilight is actually really good fishing right now. Last night they had 38 calico bass. They released 90 of them, had a good amount of rock fish in the mix there. Night before that, 45 calico bass, 100 of them released.
Man.
Those afternoon trips, very similar, bonito. And like we're talking about, when those twilights go off, I mean, get a little short trip there, hop down after work or in the evening, you know, get on there, catch some rock fish and calico bass, and you still get home at a reasonable hour, you know, especially if you don't have to get up too early the next morning. The morning half days, still very good rock fishing on there. About what we've seen over the last couple months here, just some spectacular deep water rock fishing. Full days, a little tougher trip. San Diego seeing some yellowtail bonito. The fish are there. Some great bonito fishing, some big bonito in there, but they're just not biting full speed consistently yet. But there's some great trips mixed in there. Those overnight trips, so one day is day and a half longer. Seeing a lot of bluefin, but not just bluefin, some big bluefin in there. Talking about those 100, 150, 180 pound fish in there. So great fishing all around there. A half day, full day, twilight, and there's one day and a half, one day's day and a half, all of them there. And something that a lot of people have been asking for a long time here, the Sea Watch is going online starting next weekend, running the 7-4 local three-quarter day.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, those were a staple for a long time there, and for those of you that don't necessarily want to do those longer, you know, 12 to 14 hour trips, you just want to get out there, you know, maybe do back-to-back half days, just kind of cuts out that middle come back and sit at the dock there. So great opportunity there. Check the website, seaforthlanding.com, except for all those trips, the half days, the three-quarter days, the full days, longer trips. You can make all your reservations online. Just call at the office, 619-224-3383. Come down, visit us in person, get your gear ready to go, and fishing keeps getting better, and I don't think that's going to stop anytime here.
Boy, with as good of a bass fishing as you guys have already seen on the half-day and twilight trips, that local three-quarter-day trip was a great idea. There's going to be some fun fishing on there. That's going to be a fun one, Marcos.
And I imagine there's a whole generation of fishermen right now that haven't really seen that as a regular trip, and it's definitely something to check out. A lot of fun.
Yep, no doubt about it. Well, certainly some great fishing. Thanks again for making the extra effort, getting us the report on a Sunday, Marcos. We sure appreciate hanging in with us. Really glad to hear it, too, because there's some really good fishing going on at Seaforth right now.
Absolutely, and I actually will legitimately not be here next weekend, so I'll see if we can get someone else calling with the report, but don't look for my call next weekend.
A little cameo. All right. Well, enjoy your well-deserved time off, and we'll talk to hopefully somebody next week, and certainly you the week thereafter.
Thanks, guys. We'll talk to you then.
Thanks, Marcos. Appreciate it very much. Well, that's going to, while we're waiting for our surf guru, going to temporarily wrap things up. We've got a lot of great phone calls on deck, a lot of great text messages on deck, and a whole lot of fun with you. Why don't we jump back into the text? We had a great one. It says, I've got a comment on Star Tournament. Happy Memorial Day weekend. Star Tournament is so awesome. Participated last year. Can't wait for this one. Great prizes for all. My kids really loved measuring the calicos on the giant ruler. And I think Catalina is going to be really nice to us this year. Compliments to both Chris and Tony. Can't wait for this year's event.
Yeah, thank you so much. I mean, one thing that we haven't talked about yet is a new twist, another new little addition.
Another twist, Chris?
Yeah.
Twist us up again?
So this year, we've had a youth division last year. This year, for our youth division, we are giving away three $5,000 scholarships.
Whoa.
To three different winners.
That's cool.
So, and the beauty about that one is it's a $10 entry fee for the youth. That's it. So normally it's $40 for the adults, $10 for the youth. And as far as the measuring device goes, a lot of people, we've been getting this one a lot this year. If you have last year's measuring device, it is still acceptable for this year.
Cool.
So if you have one already that you can perfectly use that, that's totally fine. And I know there's quite a bit of places that are already out because we've had such a great demand for them. Of measuring devices, all of those places, tackle stores, landings, they're all going to be replenished early next week.
David Chavez just brought a whole load down to us at Fisherman's Landing yesterday. So, yeah, we got a big pile. If you're listening to the show and you decide, man, I want to go do that. I'm going bass fishing this week anyways. Why would I not? $40. You kidding me? Like, it's a no-brainer. $40 to potentially win a Parker.
A $60,000 boat.
Yeah, boat, motor, trailer. I mean, it'd be crazy not to. We're all going fishing all summer long. It's $40.
We're all taking pictures of our fish
totally,
anyways.
Exactly. Yeah, swing by the shop, grab a ruler, get on it.
Yep. Cool. So it's all good stuff.
Awesome. Very cool. Well, hey, with that, we're going to jump back into the phones. How about this time we talk to Jeff? He's calling us from Huntington Beach this morning. Good morning, Jeff. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, guys. Always enjoy the show, and thanks for Chris, Tony, Pete, Rick, everybody. Wayne and Dana, Brian and Donna, they were up trying to fight for our sand bass fishing up in Sacramento. So just props to everybody.
Yep.
And I know the number one challenge for CCA is membership. With a population in California of about 42 million, that's a lot of people. It's a lot of anglers. So I was trying to figure out, well, how can we get more members? Because I participate in CCA events and the dinner in Long Beach was awesome. But, Chris, Tony, what about this? So maybe in the off season for the landings for the sport boats, maybe a CC appreciation membership discount. That way to get more people on the boats, maybe a little bit given back to, CCA. I don't know if you can work together like that. Win-win for everybody. Win-win for CCA, win-win for the anglers, and get people on the sport boats in the off season. What do you think?
Yeah, Jeff, that is a fantastic idea. And honestly, ideas like that kind of come, and I know he's told the story many, many times, but a perfect example of ideas coming from members is Arnie from Vista. Him and I were literally just sitting at the Fred Hall show at the time, just spitballing ideas. We came up with Charter Challenge in a chair at the show, which is a great event that we did four different boats on the same trip. It was great. We had 100 people or so. You can imagine the logistical nightmare that one was. But, yeah, great idea, Jeff. I would love to do that. Our friends at CCA National may need to be convincing of that. But, you know, certainly willing to spitball on that one. But great idea. Thank
That's
you.
Awesome. And being a great participator of CCA as well, man. That's rad.
For yeah. sure.
Well, hey, why don't we jump right back into them? Had another fun text from Tom, and it says, one, a huge thanks to everything Chris and Tony do. My question is, on the personal side, on an off day when you're not at work, what is your favorite type of fishing and where? And that's from Tom in San Diego.
Oh, man. Great question, Tom. Normally, on an off day when I can't remember when.
Yeah, when you're not having to wear the CCA hat, what do you guys like to do for fun?
My last off day was the day before my first day here 7 years ago. But aside the fact, other than fishing out diapers with my kid, I love saltwater bass. I love it with, you know, just basically going out on a skiff, whether it's the La Jolla kelp or whether it's St. Clemente Island, whether it's on a two-day trip and that's what you do in the morning of the second day. That's my all-time favorite, and I love fishing with surface iron on that one. I don't know. To me, there's just nothing better.
Saltwater bass.
Yep.
All right.
Yellowtail at the islands for me.
Well said, for sure. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more texts, and more on 97.3 The Fan. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook, and YouTube Live.
Stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Our hardworking crew will make your fishing experience one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service sport fishing operation offering great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day trips on the spacious and comfortable 85-foot Liberty. With bunks for your comfort, a huge bait capacity, and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Fisherman's Landing also boasts the best captains and crews in the business, from seasoned veterans to our young future legends. All our open party trips from half-day, full, or 1 to 3 day trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. Spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
When you're offshore fishing, the right gear makes all the difference, and that includes Fujinon stabilized binoculars from Baker Marine. Baker Marine has been selling binoculars for decades, and more importantly, they service all brands right at their San Diego Shelter Island location. Need the best? The Fujinon Stabiscope is the professional's choice. Looking for top-tier stabilization at a great price? The Fujinon Technostabi TSX 1440 delivers rock-steady vision, even in rough waters. Perfect for serious anglers. Baker Marine is the largest Fujinon retailer on the West Coast, and when you buy from them, they will be there when your binoculars need service. Plus, they'll give you a great price on all their in-stock Fujinon binoculars. Stop by their store on Shelter Island in San Diego and test a pair of Fujinon binoculars and see which one is right for you. The fishing season is here, and you know you need a pair of stabilized binoculars, so get them from the experts at Baker Marine. Learn more at BakerMarine.com.
One Rod has set the standard for serious saltwater anglers worldwide, and that's CalStar. From the rugged dependability of the West Coast series, the lightweight strength of the Graphiter, or the performance of the GG series, all CalStar rods are handmade right here in Southern California of the finest materials and craftsmanship. Check out the new CalStar models now available, as well as upgrades to the classic rods that you know and love. If you want your tackle to be state-of-the-art tools to get the job done right, it's CalStar at fine tackle dealers.